Good morning, a Monday morning, and that means Yancey Roy. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's start with the $900 billion COVID-19 agreement to provide relief that has now been secured in Washington. What does that mean for New York?
Well, for a lot of people, what the first thing that's going to mean is if you're jobless, it's an extra $300 a week for about 10 weeks is what the limit is on it right now, and supplemental jobless benefits. So that will come as a great relief to a lot of people. There's also going to be $600 in direct checks sent to most Americans. Again, that's going to be sort of hinging on your income level, but a lot of people will be getting that as well. Also, what's going on this week related to that, and in New York State, on Monday, nursing homes are gearing up to begin vaccinations of residents and staff. It's not the first batch of people. There have been healthcare workers, but here is the first real push in one sector to get the vaccine out there. And at the same time, the governor has reported yesterday that our test positivity rate is now a little bit over 5%, as we had nearly 10,000 new cases reported on Sunday.
He's also concerned about traveling. This is a holiday week.
That's right. Asking the federal government to test travelers from the United Kingdom for any sort of the new variant that they're seeing of the coronavirus before they're allowed to travel into the United States. Now, federal officials have said they are not concerned so far that current tests can't detect the virus, but the governor wants them to do that extra step and make sure they test negative before anyone can travel from the UK to New York, especially there are about 6 flights a day, I believe, to JFK from England.
Now let's talk about a legislative session. Obviously, the pandemic has kept the legislature away from Albany.
What they've talked about doing before December 31st is acting on two things. One would be a blanket moratorium on evictions statewide, and also whether to raise taxes on the super wealthy. Some legislators want, and some advocates want them to do this before December 31st to take action. The problem is here we are at the beginning of Christmas week, and every 24 hours that passes, the likelihood of a session diminishes. They were talking about it last Thursday. It went by. Friday kind of went by. They're now ticking against the clock in the middle of a holiday week on whether they will actually be able to convene, even if it's remotely, to address any of these issues.
He is Yancey Roy, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.